Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 85 of The Brunch and Judge. Nothing happened in 1985.
No, not at all.
I have nothing. Sorry. Well, welcome back for this week's episode. Our topic this week is scary places, haunted places,
Haunted.
haunted places near you. And
Yes.
I am near a bunch of new haunted places, so that was fun for me.
She's like, I have all new topics. Yay.
Apparently, Connecticut is like the most haunted state in the United States. I'm like, oh, cool. We're
I
like,
mean, there was a
it's
movie called The Haunting
okay.
of Connecticut.
The tiny. We are like the tiniest fucking state. I love it so much because like nothing is far. Like nothing is far. It's magical. But I'm like,
I
there's
know.
a lot of haunted shit here.
I want to know that life.
To be in a tiny state where nothing is far.
Right. Like, I
I know. It's, well, I
don't know.
mean,
Kentucky's not that big, but
right.
still, you're like, oh, I've got to drive like 4 hours to
But
get
it's,
somewhere. You're
it's one of
like,
those, so like Spencer and I are planning to take a little trip to New York City because he's not been.
oh, he's never been.
No, I
Oh,
mean,
okay.
you know, so very excited about doing that. But
That'll
like,
be fun.
it's an hour and a half train and you're in the center of New York City.
That's so cool to me. I'm so
I
jealous.
know, it's amazing. And
Trains to
then
me are like, I just
I
love the
love them
concept of
so much.
trains.
And now that we live in the digital age, it's even better than when I lived up here before, because like everything is just an app, so I don't
Yeah,
have
because you
to.
were telling me, you're like, you
Like
just
I
get
just
on the
buy the,
train and buy your ticket on
yeah,
your phone. And I'm like, that's amazing to me. I love that.
So, I mean, it's better to buy beforehand, but whatever. All on your phone. You don't have to talk to people anymore. But then my sister is coming up to Boston for a conference, and I'm going to go see her because it's only a 2-hour train away, and I'm like,
Nice.
like it's the best of both worlds, I'm telling you. But we live
I
in
know.
like a normal sized town, so like it's not New York
Right.
City or Boston, it's just a normal town.
Nice.
But yes,
I
it's
can't wait to come
magical.
visit.
I know, it's so great. I'd tell you to blow off your cruise, but like I know better. That's silly. It's a free trip.
I know. That's a free vacation. I can't do that.
But blow off something else and come visit.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome everyone. We are your hosts. I'm gonna remember this every once in a while. I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
And we are here to bring you some of our spooky, scary, haunted places this week. But first, Claire, what are you judging this week?
I'm going to judge the fact that Nancy Pelosi is running for re-election.
Ugh.
And really not just her,
Just
all
all
of
of it.
them,
All of it.
all those old people who have been in office since I was born, and I'm gonna be 40 next year, and it's just like, stop it.
It's obscene.
Stop it. Go home.
I am a huge proponent of term limits. I am a huge proponent of there
Absolutely.
being a maximum age.
100%.
At which you can run for office. And I'm not saying it needs to
100%.
be like 50. I'm just saying it needs to be like maybe 75 tops. And I feel
It's
like we should really be considering the fact that, you know,
right.
if
I
we're
concur with all of those
expecting
things.
people to retire in like 65 to 72, should we expect our politicians to retire
Right.
too? I mean,
I mean, I
not
feel
that
like
they
you
should leave forever, you know, consultant roles or being part
right.
of groups, and because like they do have a lot of knowledge, but perhaps
Right.
it's time to let the next generation have a voice. Because I think, I mean, maybe it's just me. I like to think I speak for millennials, and I also think I'm speaking at this point for Xennials to be like, dude, we're
Right.
not represented. The things that we
No.
want and are asking for and are demanding are not being addressed because it's only these people and their pockets that matter. It's all about
Well, and I feel
money, and we're
like,
over here
oh,
going, no, we want
absolutely.
gun control, we want food safety, we want, you know,
Right. 100%.
Healthcare. Like, what
And
the
these
fuck? What
people,
has
and
it
I feel like what
done?
it's gotten to, these people have been in office for so long that they have like they've gotten so much money and so much power
They
that
won't let
anybody
go.
who went up against them would not. So you're just gonna
Well,
have to wait until they decide not to run or they die,
Mitch
which
McConnell.
I mean, all
Like,
of them,
we're literally
honestly. And so this is
watching them.
almost,
Yeah,
I
they're
mean, this
having
has
like.
turned into almost a Supreme Court situation, you know? And it's one of those where it's like, that's why there's nobody really our age or even like a Gen Xer in office nowadays. I mean, there's
Yeah.
really, unless you get some asshat like Matt Gaetz from like fucking Florida, you know? Or
But
like
and
Marjorie
just
Taylor
talking
Greene, and
like
you're like, how the fuck does that
percentages
happen?
here, like, percentage wise, we're not represented the way we
No.
need to be.
No, we're not.
So
Absolutely not.
I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I hate it. I'm gonna be honest, this has been one of those weird weeks where I'm like, I hate everything about Americans.
Right. And I mean, at this point, I would almost be like, you know, let's get some Gen Zers in there. 'Cause I
Yes,
mean,
I
you
think that there
know.
should be like, I mean, I know that there are age minimums you have to be for certain
Right.
offices, but like, we should
Right.
be representing the people who are out there in the world
Right.
hitting those problems, because we don't have, we're not like retired, and not anything wrong with being retired, but like, we don't, we're in the world, this is our time, we're trying to do the change,
Right.
we're trying to make things better, and I'm just.
But when you have reports of like so many of these people in office now who are now having medical issues while they are in office, it's like, guys, y'all need to like give it up, man. Like, come on. It's just like, I mean, there was a TikTok that I saw the other day that was like, here's how many things that Dianne Feinstein is older than. And I'm just like, oh,
I know.
stop. I'm like, oh, stop, please. I mean, it's just like, it's ridiculous. It is so ridiculous.
Well, and
But
I
yeah,
think,
but I mean,
like,
literally, though, Mitch McConnell got into office in 1984. That was the year I was
yeah.
born. The man has been, I mean, next year he will have been in office
For
for 40
40
years.
years. And like,
And
we're watching him decay on live TV.
national, yeah, on live TV. Yes. And it's,
And he is definitely out of touch. I argue anyone who has served for more than 20 years is out of touch, because you are now the elite and you have no idea what actual America
oh,
is.
absolutely,
And
absolutely. And
I'm over
it's the
it.
same for, it's almost like the same thing, like mom and dad bitched for years, like with teaching. They would have to go to these professional development days and listen to these people who hadn't been in the classroom
Right.
for 20 years or had never been in the classroom for
Right.
20 years, and they're laying down all these new guidelines and things that you need to do in the classroom and things
It's
like
like
that. And
you don't even know what it is.
yeah, and it's like, you know, and teachers would be like, well, what if this situation arises? And they would say, well, the likelihood of that happening is like slim to none. And they'd be like, but
That
it
happened
happened to
last
me.
week.
Yeah,
It's like,
exactly. And
this
it's
was
like,
last
that's
week in
how,
my classroom.
yes, exactly. And that just goes to show that, you know, you're out of touch. You have no idea what the real world is like. I mean, you need people. Yeah, I'm like you. Absolutely. Term limits. 1,000% need term limits
It should
on
not
all of that
be a
bullshit.
profession. It should
No, it
be
was
a
never meant
civil
to be a
service.
profession.
It's a civil
Yeah.
service that you are taking a break out of your profession to do this because you care about your community and your country, and you are there to commit your time and energy to make it better for this period of time, and then you go back to doing the shit that you were doing before.
Yeah. Like, you should not be able to make millions of
No,
dollars.
you should not be allowed to take any money from anybody at all, ever.
That's another thing. I'll just while I'm at it, like lobbyists, I really feel like they're bottom feeders and leeches, all of
Which
them,
corrects
you
me. I
know.
actually have this weird deep-seated desire to be a lobbyist, but like the good
Of
kind.
course you do.
Of course I do. Can't help it. But like lobbyists for like the good organizations that are
Not
desperate.
NRA.
I mean, yeah, not dinner, but like, green energy, or working on, I'm really obsessed with food safety at the moment. I'll tell you why later.
Yes.
Food safety and like healthcare and dealing with the realities of big pharma and how everything's stupid
Yes.
expensive and it shouldn't be. So like, that lobbyist, the good stuff. But like, I'm just like, yeah, I want to sit down and chat and barter and.
And then I see videos of like we need more people. Like I see the TikToks of Katie Porter, and I'm like, we need more people like her. She's the one with the whiteboard who like comes in and does all the math and like shames all the people. And I'm here for all of that.
Yes.
You know, when she like maths things out right there for people, and they're always like, well, I don't know. And she's like, oh, well, let me do this math for you right now. And I'm like, rub it in their face.
I feel like, and maybe it's just me and my bubble or whatever, but I feel like that there are a lot of people who are, you know, 40 and under, you know, I'm not leaving out people over 40, but just a bigger preponderance of people 40 and under that care about these issues and that know the realities and the truths and they hate everything. And if they're given a chance, you know, if we could actually vote for things and have people vote for the things that we do care about, like, I think we'd make a huge impact on this country. But instead, we have Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein and Trump and Biden. And not that they're bad. Some of them are. But not that they're all bad.
And Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And it's just like, these people have been doing this forever. And it's like, stop.
And they should be, like, I had a conversation with my mom about, well, but who knows, you know, the person who takes over for Mitch McConnell might be worse. And I was like, look, his literal only job as being the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate is to literally be the leader of his party, which part of leadership means you're raising up the people behind you so that you know what's coming, so that they know what the fuck they're supposed to be doing. I think Mitch is garbage and anyone he trains is garbage. But in theory, 100%. They can't be worse than him because he's been training them. They will just be him with a slightly different viewpoint because they're younger. Like, I mean, it's... guys, like, what the fuck?
But anyway, that's my judge. It's just like, guys, go home. Pack it up. Retire. Go home. Take a consulting job if you still feel the need to line your pockets. Whatever.
Well, and honestly,
be greedy.
I think that's helpful for a party to have people like, oh, these, like, a professor emeritus. Like, you still know your shit and you still have some valuable information to impart on people in your department or students who are looking for specific knowledge. But you're not teaching every day.
Yeah. Yes. You're like, just like.
Yeah.
I know. But it is. It's just like, I don't understand why she feels the need to run again, because her district is like San Francisco.
Well, and
it hasn't had a Republican since like the dawn of time.
And
so like, let another Democrat come in and run, because I mean, the odds of a Republican taking over that district are like slim to none. But it's like, let somebody else come in. I mean, come on.
And to me, it's, and I have nothing but love in my heart. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I loved her and I loved everything that she did. But honestly, her staying so long is one of the contributing factors to the shithole that we have right now, the Supreme Court. She could have chosen to retire during a time in which someone would come in that would fill her position that more aligns with her position. And she didn't. And we all got fucked by it. And that's not saying it's her fault. I'm saying that is what politics has done, is that they make people feel like if they let go at all, then there's nothing left for them. Like, there's so much still that you can do without having that very specific job, okay?
Right.
You can help more by not having that specific job. Think of all the people that you can train and that you can educate and you can be part of their mentoring to get them to those positions and they're better.
Yes.
Ugh. Everything sucks.
It does.
But no.
The world is on fire and
This is an excellent, excellent judge. Thank you, Claire.
But it was just Nancy Pelosi going for re-election just like spawned it all, and it was just like, all of you need to go home.
Please stop. I'm not saying that the next people will be better or worse, but like, we have to. Eventually we have to. So let's just go ahead.
It's like, y'all are like old enough to be on Medicare and screaming at kids, get off my lawn. Go home and do that.
Go scream at the kids. I love it.
Go like sit on your porch and yell at them to get out of your yard. Please. That's what you need to be doing. Okay.
Yes.
That's my judge. So
excellent. That is excellent. Thank you.
So, what are you judging this week?
Well, so like I've had just a weird week in which I have consumed a lot of things that aren't like out of my realm of things that I consume, but that I consumed them all at the same time. I went down some weird. Okay, it started with one of Spencer's aunts that he had spoken with a couple weeks ago was talking about the new, I think it's like a 4-part documentary series on blue zones. If you don't know what a blue zone is, everyone out there, blue zone is an area in which a larger percentage of the population lives to be 100, or like lives to those high numbers, and they're very healthy and they seem younger and they're able to do a lot more. And you know, it's been a fascination for people for years, but like I've always been interested because there are some very specific things that I'm like, oh, okay. And so I was watching that this week. They're like 30,
Was it on
45-minute episodes.
Netflix
It's
or
on Netflix.
okay.
It's like 45-minute episodes, it's four, so it's pretty quick and easy. And I, you know, some pretty obvious things. It's, you know, eating more vegetarian, not cutting out meat. It's eating more vegetarian, more plant-based things, whole foods, whole grains. It's also like movement and exercise, but not specifically I'm going to the gym as much as, you know, a lot of them have gardens that they tend, and it's very kind of lightweight movement that they're doing every day so that they're staying. You know, some of it is like in Okinawa. A lot of them live kind of very traditional Japanese lifestyles in which, you know, they sit on the floor a lot. So they're getting up and down from the floor, and consistently being able to do, you know, doing that over and over means you can keep doing that. You know, some very basic stuff. One of the things though was like sense of purpose, and I was like, well, I don't have that. God, help
Sense of
me.
purpose.
Yes, like there's like this thing that you do that's kind of your purpose. And for some of them it's like, you know, I farm and that's my purpose, or I like to play music, that's my purpose, or I sew, like whatever. I still have none of those things. None of those things are my purpose.
No, I have none of those things.
I might have spiraled a bit there, but it was fine. It was fine. But so I watched that, which led me randomly to like the Netflix recommendation to watch again another 4-part like documentary based on the book Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, like the things that make your food good. And so I'm like, I went from this, you know, being healthy to this is what makes food taste good, which by the way is not
Not healthy, right?
it's like butter. And you're like, yes.
Yeah.
It made me be like, I need to like, you know, move to Italy. And then one of the things from the Blue Zones was like, you know, keep learning things. Like, I need to learn a new language. I'm gonna learn Italian. Like I was, you know, spin a bananas week. But anyway, all of that culminated into me then being suggested to watch a documentary on Netflix called, no, I'm gonna get it wrong because I'm gonna say it's called Rotten, and I don't think that's right. I think that's a different one. So let me get it
Rotten.
right. Let me get it right. It's very important. Poisoned. It's called Poisoned, The Dirty Truth About Your Food. It is like a true documentary, like a movie length documentary, like 1 hour 15 minutes.
Gotcha.
And I, by the way, am expecting it to be the whole like meat is bad, be a vegetarian, because I like to watch those so that I then eat better, by the way. It's a thing that I do. It's like I watch a
Yeah, it
place be
is.
disgusted and then I eat better.
No, because
And
you like cycle and you do that. Because you'll be like, ooh, I watched this thing, and so now I'm gonna like only eat meat once a week, and I'm gonna do it. You do that
And
because
I do it.
I've
And I
been
do
with
it
you, and you're like,
forever. It's my
oh
cycle.
yeah, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna like do veg, and you'll do it for like, you know,
I do
four or
for a
five
while.
months, yeah, and then you kind of get out of it because you know life, and you know, and then you'll find another documentary that like makes you feel terrible. And
Yes.
like, oh God, I'm so disgusting
I
for
know.
eating this. And then you're like, and I'm not going to do this anymore.
But I was like, oh, I definitely need to like watch this because I just watched this amazing thing about how to make food taste good. And like they literally carved up like the fattiest fat pig that had ever pigged in its whole life. That's like bred specifically to be like the fattiest fat pig. And like You know,
You
it's
almost
an
made me spew my drink when you said the fattiest fat pig that ever pigged in its life. I took a drink right as you said that. I was like, I can't. I almost spewed all over the microphone.
Like cutting it, it's a butcher, it's Italy, and it's like, this is the gonna be the prosciutto, and you're like, oh my God, and they're like cutting off a piece of fat, and like I watch her just eat it, and I'm both repulsed but also like enamored, because she's like, it's just so buttery, and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? Like, I have seen that, so I'm like, oh, okay, we've got to fix my brain, we're gonna fix my brain right now so that like I can like fix myself. So that is not what this documentary is about. Oh my God. Maybe don't watch this documentary, just saying, because like I'm watching it to try and like reset my brain. And instead of it being about like the horrors of the meat industry, it is about the horrors of the United States federal government in dealing with like salmonella. And it's not just meat industry, like meat industry has its horrors, but also like the leafy greens. And I'm just like watching it going, and like they're interviewing like the heads of the USDA, the head of the FDA, they're talking like to Congress, and like, holy fuck, I don't know if I can go to the grocery store ever again after watching this, because I am fucked in the mind over this, because it's like they don't fuck it, they just don't care. I had no idea
No, I
that.
know. Well, and I've been complaining. I do this sometimes where I'll go on a rant at work, and I know Carrie gets tired of me doing this.
Well,
Like
she'll be
my
gone.
boss, she gets tired of me, you know, like ranting, because I will. I'll be like, yeah, I'll be like, our government doesn't fucking care about us because they put shit in our food that is banned everywhere else in the fucking world, but we're allowed to have it. And I said, why do you think everybody over here is fucking fat? Because they make all the stupid, awful food
Yes.
cheap as fuck. But everything that's healthy is so fucking expensive, and
That's right.
I will go on
Rants
these
forever.
rants, and I'm like, this is why we need to go live somewhere else. Like, this is, I
And
mean,
like,
I
we really need to go live somewhere else, because after watching this, I learned, so they talk to people
So
at
it
the
really is
beginning.
true. They don't care.
Oh
They
no, they
just do
fucking
not
don't
care
care
about
at
us at
all.
all.
So
Noted.
talking specifically about E. coli, there was an E. coli outbreak in like the 70s or 80s at a from Jack in the Box, because they weren't cooking the hamburgers
I
long
remember
enough.
that because I remember like
And
people now will mention Jack
children
in the Box and
die.
I'm like, yes,
They
I remember hearing
die.
about this and people now will talk about going to Jack in the Box and that's the first thing I think of is like I remember there being this thing where people were dying from eating Jack in
Yes.
the Box and I don't ever want to eat there
And
because of
so,
that.
well, and so, like, it turned out that nationwide, the government requirement was that you had to cook hamburgers to 140 degrees, I think is what it was. In the state of Washington, where the outbreak was taking place, Washington had actually increased it to 155 degrees, and Jack in the Box acted like they just had no idea. But like, they literally had employees write in, "Hey, the current procedures aren't cooking them enough. You know, I think we should cook them longer." And so it proved that they knew about it, and they just didn't give a shit. And so people died, children died. And it wasn't just children who ate it. Apparently you could catch E. coli from another person. I don't really understand how, but like a little kid got it from another kid in a daycare who had had the hamburger, and like he got it from that kid
Oh,
somehow. And
snap.
that kid died. Like, it was really, really bad. And
Oh,
so
wow.
they talk about that, but it's like, who's responsible? Because like, where's the checks or whatever? But then they move on to chicken, which, as you know, is one of
Your
the only
fave.
meats that I authentically like.
Right.
And I can never buy chicken again. So this is a
Oh,
new,
no.
well, this is a
Oh, no.
new fucking documentary. And so apparently back in the like early 1900s, when they were first going through all this garbage, or at some point, there at some point was a court case over whether companies were responsible for the chicken, for their meat having salmonella or things like that. And instead of it being the responsibility of the company to ensure that their product does not have contaminations like E. coli or salmonella, It is on the housewife to fucking cook food and handle it correctly. And I'm like, they don't teach us how to do that in school. So how
Not
the fuck?
anymore.
But like, they don't teach you how to do that. I know I don't handle it. I try really hard, but I know I certainly don't handle it perfectly. And so like,
Oh, same.
I'm watching the thing. Like, they're like, here's all the ways that you accidentally contaminate yourself all the time when you think you're doing something right and you're not, because you accidentally touch something and you haven't washed your hands. Like, you touch the faucet in order to turn it on to wash your hands, and then you touch it when you're done. Well, you're just recontaminated. So it's
Well,
kind
see,
of
and like my faucet, like I know a lot of faucets now, like you can kind of like
hit
whoops,
it
I
or
hit that,
whatever.
hit it or whatever, or even like the way it is, you can like take your wrist and move it. But my faucet is a knob, so I couldn't even like use the back of my hand. Like I would have to actually take my hand and turn it. So yeah, I mean, I could see why you could contaminate other, you know, if you had been touching
But
chicken.
so they were talking about that. They actually talked to, because they did, they bought like random chicken, random brands of chicken at some grocery stores in one specific city. And they took it to a lab to test. And the lab people were like, it's such a small sample, we're not going to find any. And they did. They found it on Purdue. And so they talked to the guy, like to like one of the Purdue rep people. And he was like, that's just not really good sample size, blah, blah. And they're like, well, how many, what's a good sample? And I was like, well, like maybe 150 in like a short period of time, say like 5 weeks. That's been pretty, so that's how you would. And so you don't find out till the end. But like they did that. All over the country, they bought chicken and they sent it to labs and to test to see the presence of salmonella. Because we're all, I'm over here thinking like, oh, it happens, but like, it's not super. 17% of all of the chicken they tested had salmonella. 17%.
Oh, wow.
Of Purdue brand specifically, 29% of it had salmonella. And they
Holy
bought it
shit.
All over the country. In a 5 week period of time.
And it wasn't like just one area. It was.
Nope. So that is all of it. So, like, I can't fucking buy chicken. Definitely can't buy Purdue chicken ever again. But I'm like, the
damn.
Fuck? Because salmonella is not like, oh, you're sick for a few days and it's all better. Like, it can kill you. It can kill your kidneys. Like, people
Right.
die. This is not like normal, healthy people die, not like sickly, sick people. So, and
Wow.
Then it's like they're talking about like the leafy greens that keep getting salmonella because there's no regulation. There's no body of the government that regulates it. Whenever they asked specifically, you know, do you think that we should? Or, and it's like, well, that's up to Congress to decide these things. And Congress is over here being
Oh my
like,
God.
not going to do jack shit. Like, it's obscene. And so at the end, they're talking to people who are in the know of what is safe and what's not safe and how to handle things. And they ask them,
Right.
you know, what are the things that you do not buy? And they don't buy cantaloupe because you can't really clean a cantaloupe. It doesn't go through anything. So if there's anything on the outside of that cantaloupe, once you've cut through it with a knife, your knife is contaminated and you're contaminating the rest of the fruit as you're cutting it. So no cantaloupe.
Ha.
And I'm
Well,
like,
because
I hate cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe is trash anyway.
Detroit. So fuck cantaloupe. I'll be sure to tell my
Yes.
mother that the next time she cuts it up. Because she always acts
Yes.
surprised when she's like, oh, you don't like cantaloupe? And I'm like, for
I've never
the
liked it.
1100th time, never have I liked it. In all
You're
the 40 years of my life,
no.
Never been a fan. But thanks for remembering, Mom. But so,
melons to me
no
are just
cantaloupe.
Not, like,
Yeah.
even watermelon.
It's
Everybody just like,
fine.
Watermelon? And I'm like, yeah, I'm like,
Fine, but I don't
there
know.
are so many other fruits out there
Yes.
that are much better. Just saying. Anyway.
So no cantaloupe. No bagged lettuce. It can say triple wash all the fuck it wants, but like that's where a lot of the outbreaks come from. And you have no idea where all the lettuce, especially like the blends. You're like, you don't know, is it from the same farm, different farms, who's doing what?
So does that
You don't know
include
anything.
Like in the plastic tubs as
Yep.
well?
Yep. I mean,
Wow.
And so they're like, none of that bagged garbage. They say the best thing that you can do, and some people won't buy romaine at all because it gets, especially from like certain areas, because it is more likely to get salmonella. Which, why does it get salmonella? Because it's too close to livestock and it's getting cross-contaminated because there's no
Wow.
regulation anywhere and no one seems to give a shit. And you're like, oh my God, I'm dying.
Wow.
So, like, if you want a nice salad or some lettuce or whatever, because if you cook it, yeah, it gets rid of that, but you don't cook lettuce.
No, uh-uh. You're
They say
gross.
that you should buy ahead and that you should wash it yourself, and you should wash it very, very well, very carefully. But I'm over here going like, so I can't have chicken. I don't give a shit about cantaloupe. I can't have bagged salad, which, I mean, fine, I guess. What was the other thing? There's something else that I also was like, I don't like that either. So ha ha. Oh, it's gonna hurt me because I've forgotten. I'll remember. I'll pop it back up. But like, I lost it. I lost my mind. The thing that bothered me is that in other countries, they do ensure you can buy chicken and meat that has
Been
definitively
tested and
contaminated, and it tells you on the package that it is safe. And so we could do it. We just don't, because we'd rather say that it's the consumer's responsibility. And I'm like, we don't do that in anything else.
right.
So what the fuck? What the fuck? It's insanity to me. And no one cares. So our government sucks. Cheers.
Cheers indeed.
So there you go. Fun times.
Well, hooray, indeed. That's a good judge. Wow.
So you can go on my journey if you want and watch all those shows. But or not if you want to sleep at night and eat ever again.
And eat ever again.
I mean, to the point, so like I watched it last night, and we tend to get to go order, pick up or something for Friday night.
Right.
And we were doing Thai, and I was like, I'm gonna get tofu.
You're like, I can't
So
eat chicken for a while.
I'm gonna just have to hold off on that. Very glad that I actually have a lot of tofu in my fridge and making vegetarian chili this week that had already been on the menu, so I'm safe for now.
There you go.
But wow.
Indeed.
Wow. Also, pro tip, if you order a cheeseburger somewhere and you want to be sure that you're not getting poisoned, order it to temperature. Say, I want it cooked to 155 degrees. Don't order like the well done, blah, 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 because apparently that doesn't count. And if they
Oh,
say to
okay.
you, oh, we can't do that, we don't have a thermometer, fucking don't eat there, guys. Like, they should be checking their meats to make sure that they're cooked to temperature.
Right. Like that's, yeah.
So there's that.
That's sketchy.
So that's my fun pro tip for you this week.
Pro tip. Wow. Well, that's a good judge.
Thank you.
All of that is insanity.
Apologies to everyone, guys. It was a lot. It's a lot.
And there's a
It's
lot.
a lot. So, anyway,
Yay.
on to the topic of the day, more scary things.
Right.
This week we are talking haunted places near us. And Claire,
Yes.
I had to pick the most haunted place, probably anywhere in the world, I would argue, that is located here in the tiny state of Connecticut. Claire, today I'm going to be talking about Ed and Lorraine Warren's occult museum.
Oh, that's in Connecticut?
It's in
Oh,
Connecticut.
shut up. Oh, are you gonna go there?
Well, we can't, but
Oh, we can't.
it is closed.
Ah, oh, boo.
I mean, maybe
That's sad
if we get enough
day.
people who love us and follow us, we'll be of a status enough to be invited. But and unfortunately,
Ah.
we cannot go. But that's okay. That's okay. So I got all of my information from Atlas Obscura, Connecticut Insider, Wikipedia, and the Travel Channel. Thanks, Travel Channel. So, if you don't know, or for those of you who don't know, Ed and Lorraine Warren are very famous American paranormal investigators and authors that are associated with some of the most prominent cases of alleged hauntings. I'm going to say alleged for those who don't believe Spencer.
Right. Spencer. Of course, Spencer doesn't believe.
Which is great because then I don't have to be scared because he doesn't believe, so it's fine. But Some of the cases that they're famous for investigating include the Amityville Horror, which Claire talked about previously.
I did.
Annabelle, which is the most terrifying doll ever. They investigated the haunting that occurred to the Perrin family, which was the subject of the first movie, The Conjuring.
Okay, yes, seen that.
Also, the Enfield poltergeist in England, which is the subject of The Conjuring 2. They also infamously involved with the Devil Made Me Do It case, in which the guy murdered someone and claimed it was because he was possessed. And they did investigate the Snedeker House, which is the subject of the haunting in Connecticut, which I'll probably do next time we roll this sucker because that one's a lot too. So again, super famous. Everyone who's into like the paranormal-y stuff have come across their names at some point. But in 1952, they opened their occult museum at the same time that they founded the New England Society for Psychic Research. So this museum was it showcased their ever expanding collection of knickknacks and artifacts that had been, quote unquote, touched by evil. I love it. Just so you know, the society still exists today. Their daughter Judy and son-in-law Tony Spira run it and are part of it and still have possession of the museum, to the best of my knowledge.
Also, I just want to know, like, why would you keep these things and house them under one roof?
To keep them safe from the public, basically. I mean, keep them from causing more harm and drama. Because
No, like, can't you
they
like
know.
destroy them?
I have no idea. I
Like,
don't know the
no.
rules. I don't know the
I
rules.
don't know the rules.
I mean, I know that there are rules, but I don't know them.
You're like, I know there are rules, but I don't know them.
Initially, their occult museum was in the basement of their house, which sounds like a terrible idea.
Oh, that
I
sounds.
mean, I'm just saying, like,
I mean, you're
ugh.
fair. That's like.
And
I feel like that's just like asking for it.
I swear, like, one of the Conjuring movies kind of alludes to it. Like, Annabelle
It
hangs out and
does.
runs
No,
through the
because it's like.
house. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it
Even though
is.
it's
Like.
not the Annabelle story, it's like,
I
do,
want to
do,
say. It,
do.
I can't remember if it was like the first or this, but there's one
It,
where they
yeah.
actually like go in and it is in their basement and they put it in there. And it's. You're just like, what the hell? Like, why
Yeah,
would
I
you
feel
do
like
that?
that's a bad choice. But it's
Oh,
okay.
1000% bad
Eventually,
choice.
they agreed as well because it is now in a large outbuilding that is, you know, across the yard from their home. So on the same property, but like in its own separate building now. So it's
Well, that's good that it's not like in
over
their
there.
dwelling. Yeah,
I mean,
that's probably better.
I don't think I want to sleep under the same roof as Annabelle. Just
No,
saying.
absolutely
Just
not.
saying.
That's almost like sleeping in the same room as like Robert the Doll. Like, no.
No, we're not gonna do that either. Not no dolls. No dolls in my room, please. Thank you.
No. None.
So all of these evil objects are there again to keep them safe from the public because the public is stupid, as we know.
I mean, fair. That's fair.
So some things you might find in there include a vampire's coffin, a child's tombstone that was used as a satanic altar, which that's dark.
Yeah, that's what?
They have
Okay.
things that are related to death curses. They have these demon masks that are supposed to represent the practice of tulpamancy, which I have never heard of, by the way.
Tulpamancy?
Tulpamancy, Tulpamancy.
Okay.
Tulpamancy. It's probably like topomancy or something, but I want to say tulpamancy because it's a
Gotcha.
spell.
You're just like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, it is a form of mysticism that involves creating sentient and autonomous beings separate from oneself. As what I understand is that basically you put on the mask of the thing that you want to be. So, like, it's not a mask anymore. You become it if you practice
Gotcha.
tulpamancy. So, that sounds
Okay.
horrifying. They have
Gotcha.
photographs of psychics along the walls. I don't know why. But they also have creepy mannequins that they have dressed in the styles of supernatural things that are in Connecticut, which feels like a poor life choice. I mean, it's a museum. So, like, there's some things that you can see and enjoy that are not specifically haunted.
Okay.
But just
Gotcha.
to remind you of the hauntings that are around. So there is a mannequin dressed like Hannah Crannah, the Witch of Monroe, which may be a future episode for me as well. Her ghost appears in the Gregory Four Corners Burial Ground in Trumbull, where she is buried. And apparently she likes to make cars crash in the area, so don't drive to visit her. But so, like, they have one dressed up like her. Okay, so one of the mannequins is dressed as the White Lady of Union Cemetery because, you know, lots of people
because
die
why?
here. Well, I mean,
It's like, okay.
I'm assuming that Union Cemetery is like Union soldiers. Well, I don't know. Lots of people
Right.
die. It's New England, like, guys. We're old. Lots of people have died here. Super old, super haunted, lots of death. But the White Lady of Union Cemetery is a ghost woman who appears on the road next to the cemetery. So they think she might be a ghost of a woman who died in childbirth, or maybe who murdered her husband, or far more likely, was a murder victim who was dumped into a sinkhole that is near the cemetery. But regardless of her origin story, she shows up dressed in a bright white nightgown with her head and face concealed with a white bonnet. In
That's
the
not
19...
creepy. That's not
No,
creepy
no.
at all.
In the 1990s, a firefighter was responding to a call in the city of Monroe, which is nearby, and said that a woman in a long white gown jumped in front of him as he was driving and he hit her. She rolled over the top of his car and landed in the road behind him. So he gets out.
Oh my gosh.
Runs to go help her because he's a firefighter. He's trained in first aid.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, oh my God. And no one was there, but his car was dented.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
So you can see a representation of her in the creepy museum. They also have a conjuring mirror, not the movie, The Conjuring.
Right.
But a mirror in which you conjure things. And that creeps me out because I'm like,
that.
Mirrors
Yeah,
creep me
no.
out. I don't like things
Same.
that show up in mirrors.
Nope.
I don't want any of that. I don't even
Nope.
look at the mirrors in the, like, if I'm going to the bathroom at night, I will not look in the mirror unless it is a fully lit bathroom, very bright, because I accidentally
Right.
heard a story once that spooked me out and I don't want to have an experience. So,
yep.
Don't look in
Nope.
the mirrors.
Nope.
There is also an organ from the Phelps Mansion in Stratford, Connecticut, that is there, and it seems to play on its own. That's
very
awful.
Phantom of the Opera-ish.
This is also weirdly creepy. There are pieces of Eastern Airlines Flight 401 that crashed in 1972, and there are rumors that parts of the plane were recovered and ended up being reused in other parts of the fleet, like things that weren't damaged, I guess, that could be reused. And those
Yeah.
planes became haunted as a result. So I'm like, hard pass,
What?
Hard pass.
I don't want to fly on a haunted airplane. No, thank you.
There is the Devil Made Me Do It dinosaur toy. So in 1980, 11-year-old David Glatzel was possessed by a demon, and in the midst of their exorcism, his older sister's boyfriend decided to challenge the deity and be like, take me instead, which, by the way, don't do that shit. That's
no.
It's never going to work out for
Absolutely.
you. It's not going to work
No.
out.
Absolutely
So,
not.
like, he then, of course, became possessed, and he later very randomly stabbed and killed a man named Alan Bono, and didn't have any reason to, and his court defense was essentially that he had been possessed, the devil made him do it. The Warrens were part of that case, and before all of that happened, like when the boy was still possessed, one of the things that happened was he had a dinosaur toy that started levitating on its own and apparently started telling the family, you're all going to die, which,
oh God.
gross. And so
no, thank you.
The Warrens took the toy with them. It is surrounded by rosary beads, so it has some extra protection there. Boy,
Just gonna surround everything by rosary beads.
There, this one was weird. They have a satanic idol that was taken from the woods in Sandy Hook in 1991. Apparently, a hunter stumbled upon it one day and then very bizarrely was guided away from it by a mysterious man in black clothing. And he thought it was a whole weird, bizarre experience. So he told his friends, the Warrens, about it. And they were like, we need to get that. This sounds like a bad thing. So he takes them into the woods where they find it, and they take it. They take it back home with them. And almost as soon as they got home, Lorraine got really sick, and the doctors could never figure out what was happening to her. And so Ed was like, it's a curse that's been placed on it by like the satanic cult that possessed it, because they're, we took it, they're mad.
Interesting.
One of the first things that you see when you walk in is a shadow doll. And it's made of bird feathers, but it also has a human tooth in it.
Ew.
And it was made specifically
That's
to
gross.
harm someone with a curse. So this is what you do. If you are in league with Satan, apparently,
Because
you
it's
take,
always Satan.
well, I mean, it has to be. Has to be. You take a picture of the creepy shadow doll. You print out the photograph. On the back of the photo, you will write a curse and you send the photo to the person that you want to curse. Now, when they receive the photo and they look at it, they're basically inviting the curse in, and it can start to appear in their dreams, the shadow doll. And I'm like, pass, pass,
No.
pass.
No, thanks.
Hard pass.
Mm-mm.
And of course, the most famous thing of all in their museum is Annabelle.
Well, yeah, of course.
Now, I won't go into great detail because I'm sure one of us will cover her at some point. She's terrifying.
Right.
So just like highlight points. If you don't know Annabelle, because I have friends who didn't, because I was talking about it and they're like, oh, who's that? Or what's that? And like,
And you're like,
oh,
no.
let me send you some pictures.
Like, how do you not know?
They're blessed is the correct thing.
They're
They're
blessed.
blessed. So Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll that is encased in a glass case with a sign that Ed painted that says positively do not open, which I love. And she is larger than most Raggedy Ann dolls. She stands 3 feet tall when she's upright, which bleh, I did not realize she was that big.
Make a Raggedy Ann doll that
Satan.
large.
Satan.
I
Satan.
mean, that's like up there with like, remember like My Buddy
Oh,
and
and
what was
kid
the
sister.
kid sister? I was like, what was the girl version?
Kid sister.
Sister,
Kid
kid
sister.
sister. Yeah.
Kid sister and me. Ugh,
Yeah. That's what
Lord.
that reminds me of.
But, oh. So Annabelle was given as a gift to a Hartford nurse in 1970. I'm telling you, Connecticut, we're spooky. What can I say?
Apparently.
She took it home, and then weird things started happening. It seemed to just move on its own. Blah.
Oh, God. No.
Eventually, when they were able to communicate with it, because, the nurse lived with roommates, they discovered that it claimed to be the spirit of a young girl named Annabelle Higgins, which is why they named it Annabelle. But at one point, it actually attacked the nurse's fiance after, like, while he was asleep. And so they are freaking out because Annabelle's getting a little dark and twisty for them. So they end up
Also, if a
calling the
doll is talking
Warrens.
to you
Yeah,
and
run.
telling you that it has its own name, like,
Nope.
get rid of that shit.
Nope.
No,
Just don't have dolls, but whatever. So they eventually call the Warrens, who came and said that the doll is actually being manipulated by the spirit of like a demon, basically.
Yeah.
So they did an exorcism at the apartment, but they took the doll with them because,
Yeah. It's like,
she's
get
still
that out of
there.
here. Get the sage and everything else. I
But
mean,
like, she's the one that everyone mostly gets to see because of the movies. I'm sure that was a lot.
obviously, yeah.
But also, she's the one that is the most terrifying and still maybe not moves at night. Ugh. So,
I've seen that, like security cam video or something where
And I'm like, nope, hard
her
pass.
thing just like unlocks on its own and then she like fall, and I'm like, oh God, I think I've just been possessed by watching this security cam video. I can't.
Hard pass. So she has been, Ed died in like 2006. She has since been put in a new case with extra protective measures because
Right.
she's the scariest thing in there. And in her new case, there are crosses cut on three sides of the case to represent the Holy Trinity. The stain that the box was made with was infused with holy water and holy oil.
We're like, yep.
Behind the felt lining of the case is an inscription of the Lord's Prayer and Saint Michael's Prayer. And if they do have to handle her and take her out, they have gloves that have crosses on them and have saint medals that are sewn into the fingertips.
Wow.
I'm like, that's some next level measures there.
I mean, would you want to touch her?
I
I
no,
sure
hard pass. Like
no.
I watched a YouTube video of some people I've never heard of going to the occult museum. It was like more like a tour than it was anything else. But like they're like, I'm gonna stare in her eyes, and I'm like, fool, fool, you're fool.
You're like,
It's like it's one thing to go in and maybe like stare, but like I ain't doing like a stare down. I don't invoke that shit. Real or not real, however you feel, don't fuck with that. I
Do
will
not
say.
tempt. Do not tempt fate, please. No.
So even though the museum is closed, they do still take pieces. Even as recently as 2022, they were given a sword that was inscribed with a demonic creature on the hilt and believed to have been involved in satanic rituals. Which, to me, the satanic stuff, I'm like, I don't know how much I believe any of that, because like satanic panic and all that, I'm like, most of it's garbage. I'm not saying it never ever happens, because I'm not ridiculous, but they seem to have a lot of satanic panicky things that I'm like, oh, probably not. The doll, though, the doll's real. Doll's real.
No.
I will say, if you do get to go, like if you're invited to come visit, because like it's part of the paranormal, the psychic research society at this point. So if you are allowed to go, you are required to bless yourself with holy water. Like you have to put holy water on when you go in, and when you leave to, keep it off. And it comes from the Warrens' belief that holy water, crosses, Catholic prayer, exorcism, that's what you do to keep the evil away, blah, 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 blah. But unfortunately, it did close permanently after Lorraine died in 2019. It had been closed before that due to some zoning issues, because like it's a house in a neighborhood, and like people are coming to a museum, and I guess neighbors got upset about it, which fair.
Because
Although
I mean,
I
it's not
don't,
really zoned to be a business.
although it does mean that when Spencer and I go house hunting, I'm gonna ensure that we're not buying in a neighborhood where Annabelle lives, because no, hard pass,
Fair.
hard pass. But
You
they
might need to
do.
also check for like other haunting
It's
things
true. I mean, I
in the neighborhood
still
before
want like
you.
a lightly haunted house, like lightly, like mom and dad's house. The weird little things. You're like, well, there's the ghost again, but
Yeah,
light.
you're like, where you hear people walking upstairs, but you're like,
You're like, huh. Oh.
You're like, oh.
Okay.
Because I mean, you and I were like there by ourselves and we heard it. And we're like, oh, there it is.
There's our ghost.
It's right there.
That's fine. It's an acceptable level of haunting. But so it is closed, so we can't go visit. But they do sometimes allow guests in for special visits. And sometimes they loan certain pieces for like other displays at other places, including
Okay.
Annabelle.
No, but that doll does not need to be moved. Just
I
leave it.
mean, I'm like, I don't like dolls, but like Annabelle.
100% don't like,
Annabelle.
no.
Ugh, pass. Hard pass. But
Let me tell you a quick story, a little anecdote about dolls. I was dog sitting for a friend of mine who has a daughter, and they had just built this new house, and it was the first time I dog sat in their new house, and so I was like being nosy and just looking at like the other bedrooms and stuff. And so their daughter, their two bedrooms, their bedroom was on one side, and then it was like kitchen, living room, and then their daughter's bedroom was on the other side, and then there was another bedroom over there too. And so I was like, oh, this must be like her bedroom. And I peeked my head in, just looked. And so then I opened the other bedroom, which was like full of her toys. So I guess it was like kind of like her playroom, but there was a
Playroom.
bed. Yeah, but there was a bed in there too. Sitting on the bed were like three American Girl dolls, like posed in a way like she had been playing with them. But I was just like, I see how these dolls are, and I'm closing this door because if I come back in this room and those dolls are not in that same position, fuck that.
I'm
So
burning the
I was
house
like,
down and running away.
I'm not even walking back in this room. No, we're not. It was just like, I'm not even opening this door. Then the rest of the week that I'm staying here watching these dogs, it's like, nope. Nope.
Ugh.
But it was like they were like sitting, it was almost like a Toy Story thing where it's like,
Yes.
we're gonna
It's
freeze.
like
Like, here's a human, we're gonna freeze in this moment. And I was just like, nope.
Gross. Gross. I
Is
hate dolls.
gross.
I hate dolls.
Yes.
I will say, my growing up, I don't know if someone made them for us, if mom made them, but we had a Raggedy Ann and Andy doll. And we have one of them still, but I think the other one may have got damaged at some point. And I think we still have Raggedy Ann. I don't know. But it stays in the guest room, and every time Annie comes to stay at mom and dad's, she's like, "You have to take the doll out." And I'm like, "You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Gotta take that doll out."
100%.
Well, there you have it. Most haunted place because it's filled with all the haunted objects. So don't want to be in there after dark
No.
alone. It
No.
looks pretty spooky. Hard pass. And we all know that Annabelle moves, so we're not touching that.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Well, thank you for that. Haunt my dreams.
Yep. Yep. Just be careful if I send you a picture of a doll in the mail with a curse written on the back. Next level ex revenge. Mail your ex a photo of a cursed doll with a curse on the back and is like, "You've invited the curse into your life.
I know, that's
Congratulations."
so random. Like, what? A photo with a curse? What? You've invited the curse into your
I'm
soul.
just like, to me, I'm like, okay, it is so powerful that like I don't need to give you the doll or like hide the doll under your house or anything. I just send you a picture of the fucking thing and that's enough. Hard
I
pass.
know,
Hard
right? Like,
pass. Don't need
what?
that in my
Yeah.
life.
I know. That's bizarre.
All right, Claire, what did
Yes.
you bring us for haunted places near you?
I'm gonna be talking about Liberty Hall in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Okay.
Yes. Frankfort is our state capital. Oh,
Yes,
first,
it is.
my sources are libertyhall.org, spectrumnews1.com, KentuckyHauntedHouses.com, and KentuckyForKentucky.com.
Okay.
Yeah, Frankfort's our state capital. And there's always that joke that they tell, or that little thing they tell you when you're little. They're always like, how do you pronounce Kentucky state capital? Is it Louisville, Louisville, or Louisville?
And
And
you're
it's like,
like,
no,
Frankfurt.
it's Frankfort. Yeah. No, but Liberty Hall was built between the years 1796 and 1803 for Senator John Brown. He served Kentucky for over 20 years as a lawyer, a congressman, and U.S. senator. He was one of the people that helped Kentucky separate from Virginia and become
Its
our
own
own
state.
state. Yeah, become our own
Yay.
state in 1792. And we are the 15th state. And he was one of the state's first senators, and he served 3 terms from 1792 to 1805. But John Brown, he was married to a woman named Margaretta Mason. He was 42 and she was 26 when they got married.
Damn.
I know.
I mean, to be fair, she's an old spinster at 26, so she should count
That's,
herself lucky.
I know, fair. They had their first son, and his name was Mason. And then they moved into Liberty Hall in 1801. They had a second son named Orlando,
Oh.
which, yeah, I know. I was like,
Okay. Orlando.
Orlando. I know. I was like, what? And then they had three more kids, but none of them lived to see adulthood.
So they don't count. Got it.
Alfred, then Alfred, and then Euphemia.
Alfred, he died, and so they're like, well, let's just use the name again. Alfred. Oh,
Yes,
God.
Alfred one lived to be one. Other Alfred, he just died, but I don't know if he died like instantly or if he lived a few months. It just 1804 to 1804. So it was like
Well, I mean, you gave him
first.
the name of a kid that died. What'd you think was gonna happen? Gross.
So it said Alfred the first one was 1803 to 1804, and then the second Alfred was 1804 to 1804.
Oh,
So I
wow.
know. And then Euphemia, she lived to be seven. So
Okay.
but they didn't say how any of them died, but whatever. So anyway, but the ghosts in this house, like the rest of the stuff about Liberty Hall is kind of boring. It's like,
And it was a
whatever.
house. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, it was a house.
People
And it's
lived
still
there
there, and
and
you
they
can go,
died there.
yeah, and it's still there. And Orlando has his own house, like on the same property. His house isn't as haunted as the Liberty Hall, which Mason wound up getting from his parents, and he lived
His
there too.
oldest got it.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah. So Orlando has his own house, and they just like his house is kind of slightly residually haunted
Yeah,
based off
yeah.
of the main house. But,
They come to visit now and then, you know.
I know,
I
right?
get it.
So the ghosts in this house that you could run into if you go visit here, the main one is, they think it's this woman whose name was Margaret Barrick, and she's the Gray Lady.
There's always a gray lady.
Apparently, she traveled. I know. I'm like, why are there so many ghosts that are named the Gray Lady? Like, there's so many. Apparently, she traveled over 800 miles to attend the funeral of a family member at this house. And when she got there, she wound up dying of a heart attack.
God.
At the house.
Oh
Yeah.
God.
I know. I'm like, that's so unfortunate.
Thanks for coming to our funeral. Go
Like,
ahead and die now.
I mean, right. Like, what? So, she was buried in the garden, but they're like, it said rumors. I don't know if it's rumors, whatever. Anyway, her body allegedly was moved after she'd been buried at some point. So reports through the years from like way back members of the family all the way through now of seeing this woman, this specter wearing gray, wanders the grounds, opens and closes
Looking
doors,
for her body.
moans, groans. Possibly, but a lot of them say, I mean, she's not like vengeful, really. It's just kind of like this was her house. Like this, this is her family's house. She's just there. But one of the first actual like written reports was in 1911 by a woman named Rebecca Averill. She was a family friend of the Browns, and she was like, I ain't afraid no ghosts. I'm gonna stay in the haunted bedroom. I guess that's the haunted bedroom was where she died, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Fair.
But so in her account, she wrote about how she stayed up reading until midnight and she fell asleep for about 2 hours and then said she heard the swishing of fabric. Your face.
Absolutely not. Abso-fucking-lutely not. No. No. God. We're gonna die when we actually go stay in a haunted place. You understand that, right? We're not gonna make it.
Oh, 100%. No. We're gonna run screaming like the big wussies that we are. But just as she woke up to the sound of swishing fabric, and she looked up and she saw this woman dressed in gray standing in the bedroom. And it said that she seemed to be like kind of walking back and forth, communing with others, like almost like she was talking with other people that Rebecca couldn't see.
No, no.
And so she.
No, none of that. It's like, not only is there a ghost lady,
like, no,
but she's talking to other ghosts that I can't even fucking see. No, absolutely not.
So she was wearing a gray silk bonnet and this long crepe shawl, and that she was just kind of staring at her, and then like the clock tower from like outside struck two, and it was like, you know, that big like bong bong like twice, and it scared her, it startled her, so she like threw the covers back up over her head like, oh shit, you know. And then it said she peeked out again, and then she was gone. So she had like went down and the next morning and talked to servants, I guess, told them what she saw. And so other people began, like the servants were like, oh yeah, I've seen her. So she, you know, people saw her. She was not afraid to make herself known. She was like, here I am, look at me. So other servants had said that they had seen her too. And as, you know, time went on, you know, reports, people coming there, staying there, people have seen her. So in 1922, Louisville Courier Journal wrote an article about the sightings. And so they, I guess they speculated, made a reference to the ghost being Mrs. Barrick, possibly due to like common descriptions, like based on how she looked and what they look, you know. And so later in the 1960s, there was a fire at the house.
Okay.
And I mean, it didn't destroy it, but it was enough. It did enough damage. And so they had put a couple of firefighters at the house to, I guess, watch it, so people couldn't get in and vandalize.
Because
you know how hoodlums do.
I'm aware.
Back in the, you know. Yeah. But so they had a couple of firefighters stay at the house to watch over, make sure people didn't like get in and mess it up any further. And so while they're watching this house, they're making their rounds, and they thought they heard something up in the attic. So they go up, the door was shut, and they get up into the attic. And it was one of those where it was like flush with the floor, so they had to like push up like really hard to get it to go to open. Mm-hmm. And so they get up in the attic and they don't see anything. But while they're in the attic, it's like, it slammed shut, like out of nowhere. And so they thought, oh my, they thought somebody was in the house. So they get it back open and they, you know, they shut the attic door, mm-hmm. and then they're doing the rounds around the house trying to find, nobody was there. And so they go back up to the attic and then the door was open again.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
And so stuff like that was happening for the next two nights. You know, they stayed there like several nights in a row, and junk like that was happening. So on the third night, similar, you know, all the other nights similar stuff happened, but on the third night was the worst. And they were there and they started hearing like strange cries and groans and moans, and they lit candles in different rooms, and as they're doing their rounds, it was like the candles were being snuffed out, even though nobody was there.
Mm-mm. No.
And and these two guys, I mean, they never claimed to believe in ghosts, but they did say something weird is going on in that house. So.
No.
That was basically all I had to say about that.
No. Pass.
You're just pass. Like, absolutely not.
I mean, like, I'm also like, pass. Let's go stay there, but also, let's keep the car on.
So we can run away.
I am a chicken. It's fine. It's fine. I'm a coward.
Right. It's like, so because of the fire, obviously repairs had to be made. Which some could say was what resulted in the spirit behavior during that time, like what happened with the firefighters being there. Because but up until then, it was just like you see the gray lady. It was just her floating around, possibly communing with people you couldn't see, whatever, you know. Nothing crazy. But then after the fire, it was like that kind of junk. And so that, you know, with the fire, it agitated the spirit because you had the disruption in the environment that they're used to because, you know, they resist the change of the spaces that they've occupied for such a long time. I mean, you know, she's been there since the 1800s. She's been there over 100 years, and all of a sudden there's like this fire that damaged a bunch of junk, and she's like, what happened? What happened to my space? So in 1965, a woman named Frances Coleman was the curator of, by this point, it was, you know, a historic site, Liberty Hall was. And she was the curator of what it was kind of like a museum now. And so she was taking photos for the insurance company to show like what had been done so far, completed as far as repairs. And one of the photos that she took was at the bottom of the staircase and where a lot of the fire damage had been. And so she was just showing what had been repaired, the stairs. And, you know, back then you had to take the photos in to get them developed. It's not like you could do it on your phone. So when she got the photos back from the developer, there is obviously some kind of something on the staircase. Let me get this and send it
Oh
to
my
you.
God.
Because it's like, what? I mean, it's like, what? Because she said that when she took the photo, she didn't see it. Like,
Right. It
it
wasn't
wasn't
there.
obviously
She didn't
there.
see anything. She's like, I'm taking a
Yeah,
picture.
like,
And then you get developed. You're like, the fuck? Ugh. Hate.
yeah, like it was one of those things where she was like, what is this? Yeah. So she takes the photo back to the developer and is like, was something wrong when you developed this kind of thing? It was,
Ew.
you know, was there some. Right,
Like, I
it's
can
creepy.
see the fucking dress, man. No.
I know, right?
No.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's haunting my
So she
dream.
was thinking, was there some kind of like, I know. She's like, was there something wrong when you developed it? But then they got to looking at the negative, and that was in the negative as well. And so they've determined that this is that the photo was not, you know, tampered with in any way. So this has become like the famous photo of the gray lady.
Bleh.
Like actually have her on
Bleh.
film.
I hate
So
it. I hate it.
I know, right?
Oh,
It's
I
just like
hate it.
I hate it so
Oh my
much
God.
too.
Thank God it's
Because that
daylight.
right there, looking at that reminds me of like that first ghosty scene in Ghostbusters in the
Yes.
library. That's what that reminds me of.
Shh.
Anyway. So that's the gray lady
Bleh.
at Liberty Hall. Also, two lesser ghosts, but still,
Lesser
they're still
ghost,
there.
okay.
Ace, well, she's the
I was
most
gonna say,
prominent one, the one
maybe
that
don't say
everybody
that
talks
out
about.
loud at Liberty Hall. They might not like that.
Right,
Lesser
right. Well, I
ghost.
mean, but these other two, there was less about them.
Right, okay.
Yeah, like we know this, we know her name. These other two, I didn't find names for them. It was just like, so the second one is a Spanish opera singer was attending this like big party in 1805, and she was last seen walking from the gardens in the direction to the river, and she never came back. Like she just disappeared. So a lot of people believe she was abducted, you know, abducted. Never was seen again, which was bizarre. But so they think that the ghost of her kind of attached itself to the last place that she was seen publicly. So they say that there's a dark-haired woman seen running through the gardens with her mouth opened
Ugh.
in like a silent scream,
No.
like she's running from
No, no,
something. I
no.
know, right?
No.
That's terrifying.
No.
You're
No.
like,
Absolutely
absolutely
not.
not. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh,
No.
uh-uh.
Right, right,
Yeah.
right.
Okay.
Right. And so
That, by
the
the way, is
last
not a
ghost
light
that you could
haunting. I
potentially
just need you to know. Running through the garden in an open mouth
not
silent
a
scream
light.
is not a light haunting. Being very clear here. That is not what I want. Not at all. Okay. Last ghost. I'm ready.
Last ghost that you could potentially see if you visit Liberty Hall is a British soldier from the War of 1812. Apparently, this guy had fallen in love with one of the cousins of the Brown family. But his affections and his feelings were not
Oh
reciprocated.
no. Poor guy.
So,
Sucks to be him.
I
Especially since
know,
he's obviously dead
right?
now, so.
Yes. Yeah, so I guess he died pining for this woman who was part of the Brown family. And I guess she was at this house a
He's
lot,
like, so his
so.
ghost was like, I'm gonna go fucking stalk her for all eternity. That's shitty.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if he like stalked her like
In real
in
life,
life
yeah.
and then now he's stalking her in now he's stalking her in death. Because this is fucking like Peeping Tom bullshit, and I would die. I would die if this happened. So if you're like in a house and this happened, yeah. So this guy, it says that you in the house, the soldier is seen outside, peering into windows, looking for his love.
Ew.
And when he doesn't see her, he cries and walks away slowly.
I mean,
I'm
like,
not laughing at like
that
somebody's
is no,
heartbreak,
but
but
like,
I'm
that
just
is
like,
just
I
next
can't.
level stalking. And I'm going, dude, like, no means no. Move the fuck on. God. You,
I'm just like, I would die if I bought a house and there was a stalker
Yeah.
ghost. Could you imagine? Like, what? No. Like, get. Go. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Hard pass. Also, not a light
You're like,
haunting.
there is a ghost that stares. Yeah, no, there's a ghost that stares through my windows. Like, what? Just, how do you even, like,
That's when you move all the windows over so that way he's looking at no windows anymore because he's still at the old windows, right? Right? Maybe. I don't know
I
how ghosts
guess. I don't
work.
know how that works, but whatever.
Ugh.
I don't either. I don't know how ghosts work either. But anyway, those are the three ghosts that you could potentially see if you go to Liberty Hall in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Hard pass, man. Like,
Yeah.
hard
But
pass.
also, yeah. Also, just some cringy stuff I read while I was looking at this. Just slight cringy stuff. The Browns, the wife, Margaretta, claimed that they didn't own slaves. However, they paid taxes on, there were tax records where they did pay taxes on slaves. And I'm just like, who the fuck are you trying to fool? Like, what are you doing? So there were slaves there too. So it wouldn't be surprised me if there were like
Extra other ghosts.
slaves that haunted that place as well.
Fair. As I mean,
Yeah.
like that makes perfect sense. Peeping Tom guy is just gross, but
But it was like they were, I know, it was very much like they were part of the Union. I mean, Kentucky was one of those states that was like part of the Union, and they were very much like supporting the Union, but they still had slaves. So it's like, straddle that fence, bitches. They're like, but it was like one of those was like, but slaves are like important to our lifestyle, was basically like what, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
gross.
It's so cringy. Like, some of the shit that I read was cringy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just gonna stick to ghosts. I'm not even gonna, like,
Nope.
that's why I was like, a lot of this other shit's boring. We're just gonna stick
Pass
to
all
these
that
ghosts.
garbage.
So,
Ghosties.
yeah. Yeah. So, go to Liberty Hall, maybe see some ghosts.
Definitely run
Maybe see a
screaming
gray
away.
lady wandering the
Good
hallways.
Lord. Communing with ghosts you can't
Right.
see, by the
I
way.
know, right.
Ugh.
I know, that was what was, I was reading that. I was like, wait, what? You can see the one, but you can't see the
I'm
other.
like, what the fuck is she saying? It's even worse than when your cat stares at something like, is that a bug? Is there, there's not a bug. What are you looking at?
You're like, what's there? Or like when a kid
Oh,
like talks to
kids.
something and you're like, who are you talking to?
Hate, hate.
Yeah.
Kids are creepy.
Anyway.
Don't have
So
children,
that's
they're
my
creepy.
haunted place near me. Yeah.
Well, that was amazing, Claire. Thank you. Again, very grateful that it's broad daylight and I have a
Right.
whole day to forget this story because the swishing of the fabric. So my brain is
Same.
just picking up. Swishing of the
Although,
fabric thing fucked me up. I can't.
like, that's what woke me up,
And
swishing of
I'm like,
fabric. Like,
no,
what?
no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Although, I'm really considering going to watch Haunting Venice tonight, so I don't know.
But what's so great is that it's Poirot, so you know that he solves the case. So, like, you
That's
can
true,
feel
yes.
better about it. I was not spooked. Like, it's scary at first. And I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I don't want to give any of it away. But, like, it is very
No, please
Halloween-y.
don't.
There's not. People keep asking me about jump scares. I'm like, there's not anything that I would call a jump scare, but there are a lot of startling things that are to startle you. Maybe you jump a little, but
Right.
it's not like a jump scare in like Paranormal Activity or whatever. It's, you know,
Right.
there it's this
Like, it's
startling,
not that kind of,
you're in a
yeah.
creepy setting and things are startling. It's really, but it's really good and I can't wait for you to see it and tell me how much you love it because it's amazing. And it's coming from someone who loves the original source material and it's not the original source material at
Oh
all.
yeah. Oh no, when I saw like your little review on Facebook, I was like, this is high praise coming from her. So
It's really good. It's my favorite one
high
so far. It's
praise.
really good. I told Spencer's like I didn't, as much as I have enjoyed the Kenneth Branagh versions, I haven't bought any of them. Like I've watched them all, but I'm gonna buy this one when it comes out.
Oh yeah.
Like I gotta have it. It's so good.
Nice.
Anyway, I guess let's move on to
Yes.
this week's sweary affirmation.
Yay.
I like this one, only because I had a weird week. Doesn't matter. This one just hits a little differently, I suppose. So this week's very affirmation, the most authentic growth happens as a result of the most uncomfortable shit. And I'm like, all right then, I'm here for that.
I mean, that's fair. That
Yeah.
is fair.
Yeah.
Don't like it, but
Right.
it's
But I'm like, okay, it's okay then. All right.
Right,
Must
yeah.
be time for tarot time with April. A spooky spooky. All right. Here we go. I'm pretty confident that when I was a kid, at some point we sang like a normal kid song, but we changed it, or it got changed to be like Halloweeny. It was like a haunting we will go, a haunting we will go. Hi ho the
Yes.
derry-o, a haunting we will go. And then it became ghostly, but I don't remember any of the words. I just remember the haunting. But yes, Connecticut super haunted. Definitely come up and hang out with me in Connecticut, in the super haunted state that is Connecticut. Apparently, Stratford is the place to be because apparently every freaking building house is haunted. I'm like, okay, let's move there.
Stratford, okay.
Yes. Lots of
Interesting.
cute, fun towns in Connecticut. Do 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 do. Are you gonna ever tell me to stop? Thank
I'm just thinking, yeah. Stop.
you go.
I'm just waiting if you were like gonna
I
sing,
have
like
nothing
gonna
else to
sing
sing.
something, or
That's all I had.
you have nothing
I
else to
have
sing.
nothing
Okay.
else. Woo! Okay. This week we start with the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh. I think we've only ever had that like once.
Our middle of the week is the devil.
My birth card.
Wow, we're hitting all the biggies this one because we're ending with the Chariot. Damn, is the universe trying to tell us
Have we
something?
ever had that one?
I don't know. I don't
Have we
know.
ever had that
I
one?
don't know.
I don't know that we've had the Chariot.
But I actually can't remember the last
I
time
don't
we
think we've
had
had the other two, but I.
three major cards. Wild.
Right, yeah. I don't know that we've ever had three majors.
Let's
Damn.
see. I know, right? I'm going, okay, there's one of them. There's another one. I'm trying to get them all here so I can flip quicker. Do do
Because I'm
do.
fairly certain we've had the Wheel of Fortune like once. I know we've had the Devil maybe a couple times, but I don't know that we've ever had the Chariot.
Okay, starting our week off with the Wheel of Fortune. I am changing. LOL. The Wheel of Fortune card is awkward when it comes up in readings. It's the beginning and the end. Sometimes you're riding the wheel, and sometimes you're ground to dust under the wheel. It's very subjective.
Oh God.
This is a great card to have in a reading, but if you're a reader, it sucks because it's ambiguous, because it's hard to get a clear direction. I usually just say everything is going to be okay. I don't know what okay looks like right now, but it's going to be
Oh crap.
fine. You have to go through the whole process to really learn the lesson. We can't tell you because it's cheating. I love getting this as a final card because I get to look at the client and say, "Yeah, I don't know, but high five." So, okay. So either good things are happening and luck is turning around, or it's time to batten down the hatches and get ready to rumble. Not really sure. So your guess is as good as mine. Ah, awesome.
Okay.
So, we'll go for positives. We'll assume it's positives. And then we have Claire's card, the Devil. This is one that, everybody freaks out about, but it's fine.
Right.
It's the problem with some of these is it goes into a lot of detail about like the mythology around it because everybody thinks the devil's bad, but it's
Right.
not.
Right.
Let's see. This is not a scary oogie boogie devil of mythology. It's about chaining yourself to those things that pull you down. We turn ourselves inside out and pick and pick and pick until our insides are a bloody mess. I wonder why we allow that. When does it become okay to verbally and emotionally abuse ourselves? I think it comes down to two things, fear and doubt. Fear that we're not as good as everyone else, and doubt that allows that fear to trickle in. If we are confident and strong, what someone else says about us bounces away. So it sounds like we're going to have a lot of like beating ourselves up. So awesome. But it doesn't really make sense.
Oh, well, I do that
Yeah,
anyway.
same. That's kind of been the theme
I
of my week. So fair.
feel like that's like me all the time.
Yeah. I have to say, the voice inside my head is not always kind. But okay.
No, not at all.
So we're gonna end the week with the Chariot.
I don't think we've ever had this
The
one.
Chariot. I think if we haven't, I must have at some
If
point
we
'cause it's
have,
familiar. This card is about being in
it's
control.
been once.
So you've got this. You are confident, resourceful, and savvy. So there's a lot of passion in this card. That's the key to the Chariot. It's got to matter and it's got to be difficult. If he doesn't have to work for it, what's the point? This card comes up when someone is recognizing their strength or when they're about to start on a new crusade. The magnetism he has is palpable. People want to follow him because he inspires passion in them too. So maybe it's that we get tossed and turned by the wheel, And so we have all that self-doubt and we're saying bad things about ourselves. But then we suck it up and we're like, fuck this shit. And we become confident and strong and powerful. And we take the reins in our own hands and move on. How about that?
There you go. See, it was because last week we had all those little pissant cards.
Right.
And then this week
this
we
like,
had all big
these
ones.
These are huge ones. So, like, this is like big shit. All of them. Which
yeah.
The universe is like, duh, 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 duh. I'm like, okay, fine. All right. Well, okay. Assuming we make it through that week.
Which is funny because I'm. Yeah, right.
Let's find out what the Wheel of Fate has.
Which is funny
because
I've been reading.
Oh, what have you been reading?
I've been reading this series called Zodiac Academy.
Okay.
It's like a Harry Potter wannabe.
Uh-huh.
But they like do like tarot cards and, you know, consult the bones and all that stuff. I mean, it's so far it's not near as good as Harry Potter, but based on like Goodreads, the books do get better as it goes on. So, I mean, it's not enough for me to like DNF it or anything, you know. It's entertaining enough.
No, totally get it. Totally get it. All right. Well, let's see what the Wheel of Fate has in store. And hope it gives us some nice spooky vibes because it's October. We're gonna
right?
get Yay! Paranormal. Christy Joe, woo! Here for it. Perfect.
Two in a row, Christy Joe.
And perfect
look at
for
you.
The season. Thank you. All the love. So that
right.
Is excellent and good times.
Haunted places near you into, yes, haunted places near you into paranormal. Heck yeah.
All right. Well, until then, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe, et cetera, et cetera. And you can send us news topics for our wheel or any stories you'd like for us to cover and send those to us at
brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching
and keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.